This is Dick Clark, and if you've just tuned in, we're listening to Dick Clark's Summer Memory Special, where we're hearing some of the best summer songs of the past 30-some-odd years, and I'm sure we all remember how it was while we were going to school. Like a long 9 months until June came around. Well, that's when you were suddenly set free to enjoy life again. Now here's Gary U.S. Bonds to tell us what summer meant to him.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Oh, no more books have started. Now I can say I'm late for my
one of five top 10 hits Gary U.S. Bonds enjoyed in the early 60s, School Is Out. Well, Gary wasn't the only one who was glad that summer was finally here. Connie Francis was pretty excited about it, and she had a lot of plans of exactly how she was going to spend her time. That's Connie Francis with the song she had a hand in the writing of, spelling out there, Vacation. This is Dick Clark with our Summer Memory Special, and you know, music can have many purposes in life. It can be enjoyed simply for entertainment. It can be used to stir people up to band together for a common cause, while others find it very therapeutic. And that's what Martha Reeves found out in the 1960s. You see, she was asked to record a song that Marvin Gaye had recorded on a demo tape. But she really wasn't taken by it. It was sung in a man's key, and the melody, it wasn't all that exciting.
I didn't really want to sing it. I didn't think it was my kind of song, because I thought, I want to be a lady. I want to dance at the Copacabana where we've been frequenting, you know. Maybe at Radio Music City Hall one day. But not certainly not in the street. But when I thought about it after the fact, what a great idea. And after the riots in the 60s, we decided that Dancing in the Street was the theme song to get everybody to get back together. Instead of fighting and causing confusion, to get together and let our souls be blended with the music and just dance our way through the problems that we had. And it worked. It did happen.
A big number two hit for Martha and the Vandellas, and it became their biggest hit of all, Dancing in the Street. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Ray Davies, the leader of the band that's been fighting with one another for about 30 years. They've even been known to break out into fist fights while performing on stage.
The beef industry presents a country barbecue.
Round tip steaks ready to go. Take your plate and your dose of note. Sirloin sizzle, what a thrill. Swing your partner by the grill. Hickory sauce, marinade, beef kebab, and promenade.
Hey, everyone in the country should know 3 ounces of lean, trim beef average less than 200 calories.
Sirloin sizzle, what a thrill. Swing your partner by the grill.
Beef, real food for real people. Sponsored by the Beef Industry Council and Beef Board.
So anyway, the other day, I cruise over to my neighborhood Volkswagen showroom to check out what's happening in Farfignugan land. You know, kick a few tires, take in all that glorious sheet metal. And I am blown away by this one Volkswagen. What a knockout. All black, like some midnight marauder. It was the Passat. Very hot. Now, why would anyone pay twice as much for something else and miss out on Farfignugan? Why would they, Helga?
For some people, climbing Mount Everest is the ultimate challenge. But for Jim Elzinga, former scout and Everest climber, there are still other mountains waiting to be conquered.
When I was a scout, I always looked forward to signing up again after the summer holidays. Because, for the same reason I looked forward to climbing a new mountain, I always knew there would be new challenges waiting for me as a scout.
Check with your friends and get in touch with your local Scouts Canada group.
This is Dick Clark with the Summer Memory Special, and once again we're recalling the days when we were still going to school and summertime came around to save us. Unfortunately, it wasn't a totally happy time for everybody. Some people got to go to the beach and hang out with their friends a lot. Some of us had to work, and this is Eddie Compton telling us about his summertime blues.
No dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday.
Cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
That's a song that also went on to become a hit for the heavy rock group Blue Cheer and then for The Who. Summertime Blues, that was the original by Eddie Cochran. You know, a lot of bands have members that don't often get along with each other, but none have become more infamous than the Kinks. They have been fighting with one another ever since they were formed back in 1963. Part of the turmoil centers around leader Ray Davies and his younger brother Dave Davies, and despite their great musical chemistry, they really have nothing in common as people. They have actually been known to engage in fist fights while on stage. They're not the only ones. The group's first drummer, Mick Avery, once crashed his cymbals on Dave's head, and another time, 4 of the other members were so frustrated with Ray, they walked off the stage one night, leaving him to play by himself. Still, though, Ray Davies doesn't make any excuses for the band's behavior.
Well, I think there's no energy. There can't be any creativity. Or the best creativity comes from conflict of some sort, some emotional conflict. So I think that some of the dullest bands are some of the happiest bands. The word hate is a bit extreme, but you learn to get angry and you write better. I think we've gone through stages of having warring factions within the band, but hopefully that's not such a common thing nowadays. Well, I say that, but it could equally go out tomorrow night and it will start all over again.
Well, somehow, the members of the band have managed to continue on for about 28 years now, despite their personal differences. They put aside their bickering long enough to give us this memorable hit in the mid-60s. Here are the Kinks with Sunny Afternoon.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on the sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me. party. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cool beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
So deep I can barely listen to it. That's the Kinks there, spending a very dreary, sunny afternoon. Now, enough of these depressing songs. We're going to hit the beach next in our Summer Memory Special. And Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers will tell us why in high school, a lot of girls who went out with him once wouldn't go out with him again.
Rolled in at 3:30, kissed my sleeping family. Now it's morning again for my 18 wheels and me. Throw myself out of bed, brew some Folgers, clear my head. That aroma comes through wherever I'm heading to. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. As my rig is warming up, I've got time for one more cup. Hug my wife and my son. Now I've got to make my morning run. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. See what that aroma can do, reaching out to you. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
I think Seabreeze is wonderful. It's the best thing to cool you off. Put it on your face, stand in front of the air conditioner, and you're cool as a cucumber.
America shoots the breeze about Seabreeze.
Boyfriend started acting strange. Then I started using Seabreeze. Thanks, Seabreeze. You saved my social life.
Beautiful skin can be a breeze with Seabreeze.
Seabreeze cleans deep before dirt and oil dig in.
Everybody around here shoots the breeze.
Daddy, are forests important?
Very important, dear.
Why?
Well, half of Canada's covered by forests, and they provide jobs for more than 800,000 people here. The forests support hundreds of communities, and that's billions of dollars to our economy every year.
I think forests are nice.
You know, you may have something there.
The forest touches the life of every Canadian. Touch it back during National Forest Week. A message from Forestry Canada and this station.
This is Dick Clark helping to send off the closing days of summer in style on the Summer Memory Special. And now, we are headed for the beach. One of the biggest beach songs of all time, of course, did such a good job of capturing the California sound that an awful lot of people were surprised to know that the group that recorded it was actually from England. And that they weren't really a group at all, but two people who overdubbed their voices over and over again to sound like one. Here are writer-producer John Carter and lead singer Tony Burrows, First Class with Beach Baby.
Next door, the sometime crew got all American mail.
right to the end of September.
Group First Class with a song that went all the way to number 4 on the chart, Beach Baby. Now, this is Dick Clark with our Summer Memory Special, and we're up now to a beautiful summer hit by Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers. You know, Bobby was a very interesting fellow back in high school. Like a lot of guys, he got bitten by the singing bug when he heard a lot of the doo-wop groups in the 50s. And as you might know, when you're singing a cappella like that, it sounds really great, especially when you have an echo. Makes it just perfect. Well, Bobby Hatfield tells us that he would often go off searching for the perfect echo in bathrooms right after baseball and football practice.
People started thinking I was weird or something. But, yeah, there goes Hatfield in the bathroom again. He spends a lot of time in there, doesn't he? Then we'd go to the double date and go to the drive-in. We'd get a bunch of cars and go to the drive-in and go get some popcorn and something for the chick I was with. And lo and behold, there was another nice bathroom with some nice echo to it. They used to sit around for hours waiting for me to come back with her popcorn. I said, nope, I've been in the bathroom. She was not too thrilled about it and probably never went out with me again after that, but did that more than once.
I'm certainly glad that Bobby found a constructive outlet for his obsession. Here he is doing a solo vocal for the Righteous Brothers and getting a lot of great echo surrounding it, by the way. This is Ebb Tide.
First the tide rushes in.
It became a top five hit for the Righteous Brothers as produced by the legendary Phil Spector, Ebb Tide. Right now, let's continue our walk along the beach, as it were, with the waves gently washing upon the sandy shore. And that was that kind of a real picturesque scene that inspired Peter Cetera to write this next hit one night at his beach home in Malibu, California. And because it ended up having such a summery feel to it, he invited three of the Beach Boys to sing background on it along with him. And the funny thing is, though, that he wrote some of the verses so low that he had to give it to another member of Chicago to sing. So here's Terry Kath along with Peter Cetera and three of the Beach Boys, and one of Chicago's greatest. What a wonderful sound on this record. Wishing You Were Here.
Sleepless hours and dreamless nights and far away.
song that first came out on the Chicago 7 album, Wishing You Were Here. Now, coming up next on the Summer Memory Special, we're going to go surfing.
The Gorlick sisters on a free birthday meal at Denny's.
The waitress is so excited it's my birthday, she's going to hop all over.
Look, she's going to spring for your dinner.
Well, I hope she's careful, or she'll drop my free dinner at Lenny's.
Denny's.
This year, we're buying everyone in America a free birthday meal. So come in and celebrate with friends. And as long as we're buying, why not help yourself to one of the 9 enticing entrees on our new Grand Slam menu. The portions are large and the price is right. Free on your birthday at participating Denny's. Legal proof of birth date required.
Do you know there are only 44 sounds in the English language? 44. And when you learn these 44 sounds called phonics, you can read and spell almost everything. That's why Hooked on Phonics is so successful. We've set these 44 sounds to music, making learning to read simple and fun. So get hooked on phonics and take the mystery out of learning to read. Call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
Okay, identify this. It's a dying refrigerator. Gave its life for cold cuts. Fortunately, you can get a new Kenmore refrigerator at Sears Brand Central right now. A 20 cubic foot top mount for just $458. Save $41. 20 cubic feet. That's bigger than some condominiums. Maybe you can't put a bed in it, but it'll sure hold a lot of leftovers. And it's all frostless. Sale ends Saturday at Sears Brand Central. The brand you want at the store you trust.
My summer holiday, we went camping in a forest. It was very green. I saw animals and bees and trees. No bears. The forest ranger said the forest was a great natural resource. I'd like to go back, but we can't. Someone started a fire. All the trees burnt up. Now the forest is gone, and it won't grow back till I'm really, really old. That makes me very sad.
Please, protect our forests. Be careful with fire. A message from Forestry Canada.
CJLW. Hi, this is Dick Clark, remembering some of the great songs of the past with you on the Summer Memory Special. And let's close out our first hour here with one of the biggest surfing songs of all time, Jan and Dean with Surf City. A song that Jan Berry wrote with Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys and also produced, Surf City. Now, coming up in the next hour of our Summer Memory Special, we're going to go grazing in the grass with the Friends of Distinction. We're going to go on a surfing safari with the Beach Boys and sailing with the Hughes Corporation. We're going to be talking to the Fifth Dimension and Jan and Dean and the Cowsills and A lot more great memories coming up here as we hear more of the greatest hits of summer on the Unistar Radio Network.
And the hits just keep on coming.
CKLW, the Motor City.
Hi, this is Dick Clark on the Unistar Radio Network, and this week we're celebrating the Labor Day weekend with a show that sort of looks back on some of the best summer songs of the past, trying to make the last few days of summer a bit less painful with our Summer Memory Special. Tell you what, weather's been kind of nice and the feeling is relaxed, so let's go along with this next group, the Friends of Distinction, and go grazing in the grass.
It sure is smell of grazing in the grass.
Time out here to do things that we often forget about when we're caught up in our usual busy lives. You know, once in a while, it's a real good thing to take a break from it all and get away to the mountains, maybe go swimming at the beach, have a picnic with your friends, go hiking into the great outdoors, whatever makes you happy. It's a summertime activity. Now, in the case of this next group, Chicago, they once spent a very inspirational day at the park on the 4th of July. That's a great song that featured the lead vocals of Robert Lamb and Peter Cetera, Saturday in the Park by Chicago. You know, this next group also had a nice song that talked about spending a day in the park. They were really getting caught up in the carefree spirit of it all. Spanky and Our Gang with Lazy Day. One of five top 40 hits that that group from Chicago enjoyed in their career, Lazy Day by Spanky and Our Gang. You know, one of the acts that gave us a lot of summer songs was Jan and Dean. A lot of them were written with the help of Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, but Dean Torrance says that many of those were just leftovers that Brian tossed over to them. And he's going to tell us about that next as we cruise along on this summer memory special.
The beef industry presents a rock and roll barbecue.
The endless summer. Nothing but surf, sand, and sirloin. New York strips on California beaches. Grilled tenderloin in Des Moines. T-bones in every T-bird. And speaking of steaks, Chuck's taking a dip in the marinade. The sun is out, the surf is up, and the grilling is, groovy.
Beef. Real food for real people. Sponsored by the Beef Industry Council and Beef Board.
Excuse me, a couple at random. Yes. What does European touring sedan mean?
Fancy car sashaying around the Alps.
I say big bucks.
Looks like you folks still haven't driven the Volkswagen Passat.
Oh, come on, get serious.
Well, that's exactly what the Passat is, sir. A come-on, get-serious road car loaded with German engineering. So, like Europe's great touring cars, it has very civilized road manners, and you can enjoy Farfignugen without the big bucks.
Wow. Now we're getting serious.
Well, then get a Passat. Drive around, honk the horn, parallel park.
Ooh, oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's never too late to learn, especially if you're shopping for one of the 59 million students going back to school. Just use your Discover card and get a refresher course in common sense. After all, the Discover card pays up to 1% cash back yearly based on your annual purchases, which makes the value of an education a little easier to measure. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
It was high noon on a hot summer day, and Bud was out in the yard.
Wow, it's hot. Better water the lawn.
Better not!
Who said that?
We're Canada's youth.
Yeah, don't waste our water, mister.
But my lawn.
Best time to water is early morning or evening. It won't dry up so quick.
Never thought of that.
The environment is something we've borrowed from future generations, so please water thoughtfully. It's one of hundreds of things we can do for our environment.
Let's do it now!
For a free booklet on things we can do now, contact the nearest office of Environment Canada.
This is Dick Clark helping to celebrate the closing days of summer with our summer memory special. And we've spent quite a lot of time in the park, so it's time now to head to the beach once again and go surfing.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Boys taking us on a surfing safari, written by Mike Love and Brian Wilson. You know, despite all of the songs Brian Wilson wrote and produced for the Beach Boys, he still had some songs left over to give to other recording acts, and one of them was Jan and Dean. Now, a lot of their songs were written by Brian and Jan Berry, like Drag City, Dead Man's Curve, and Surf City. But Dean Torrance, Jan's partner, told us that the songs that Jan wrote with Brian Wilson were not collaborations in the true sense. Brian just gave him pieces of his songs that were unfinished.
These were tunes that Brian started, had maybe a verse and a chorus written, and got bored with, and came up with something else a couple of days later and liked it better and was more inspired by his new project. So he just let the other one go. You know, we probably usually just forget about him. He'd write him down, and then 2 months later, probably wouldn't even remember he had a tune like that. So we were there to pick up the pieces, and we'd go, you know, Brian, okay, what, you know, what are you tired of today? And he'd like search through his notes and find stuff from 2 weeks before that he started, and that he just lost interest in. And he said, "Oh, here, give you a whole stack of pieces of paper of maybe half finished songs, if that."
Now, here's another song that Jan Berry finished from Brian Wilson's leftovers. It became a top 10 hit for Jan and Dean. Ride the Wild Surf. That's Jan and Dean with one of their best, Ride the Wild Surf. And thanks to those guys, we find ourselves on the island of Oahu in Hawaii at Waimea Bay. And there are a lot of surfers swimming out there at sea, getting ready to catch some big waves, hoping to ride that pipeline for as long as they can. And they're doing it with the help of the Shantays. That's the teenage surfing group from Santa Ana, California, the Shantays, with that very warm instrumental, Pipeline. And this is Dick Clark pretending we're on the beach in Hawaii, and some of the guys and gals here just can't get enough of surfing, and some of them are not having an easy time at it.
Thank you.
It's a song that was so popular, it was actually a hit in two different summers, Wipeout by the Safaris. All right, coming up next, we're going to go sailing on the San Francisco Bay.
I put a lot of miles on my car. I need tires that'll last.
Then get to Sears, because through September 28th, the SuperGuard 50 is at our lowest price in 2 years. Just $26.99 for the P155 ADR12. And Sears is so confident of the SuperGuard 50, it's backed by a 50,000-mile wear-out warranty. Plus, lifetime free replacement against defects during the life of the usable tread. Ask for details.
Come on. Who's going to back you better than Sears?
Have you got your new health number? The Ontario Health Card with your new personal health number on it is now in full use. The new number replaced your old OHIP number on July 1st. If you still don't have a health card, your local Ministry of Health office can help you get one. Or you can call 1-800-268-1154 for answers to any questions you may have about health cards or what they cover. That's toll-free, 1-800-268-1154.
This is Dick Clark, and you know, so far we've done a lot of fun things here. We've gone dancing in the street. We spent some time in the park, gone to the beach. We surfed for a couple hours there. Let's head out to sea now and do a little sightseeing, specifically on the San Francisco Bay, and steering our ship is the group Blues Image.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay, rolled off of their ship, and here's what they...
Actually wasn't from San Francisco at all, but Tampa, Florida. Blues Image with Ride, Captain, Ride. Now, while we're on board our ship here, there are a few regulations that you should keep in mind. Our travel guides in this case are the Hughes Corporation, and they are warning you not to rock the boat.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat. Don't rock.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
since our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby. Every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That was one of the early disco songs that became a big hit, number one hit, as a matter of fact, Rock the Boat by the Hughes Corporation. You know, one of the most popular television shows of the early 70s featured a musical family group led by their mother, the Partridge Family. And coming up next, we're going to be talking with a member of the real-life family group that the TV family was based on.
High quality and service is a sure thing at your neighborhood Valurite. And coincidentally, this next value is a sure thing. Hi, Jim Summers for Valurite Pharmacies. And this week, participating Valurites have Sure deodorant for just $1.99. Choose 1.7-ounce roll-on or solid or 4-ounce aerosol. Use only as directed. Just look in the yellow pages for Valurite Pharmacies, where you'll always find great American values. You can be sure about that.
Do you know there are only 44 sounds in the English language? 44. And when you learn these 44 sounds called phonics, you can read and spell almost everything. That's why Hooked on Phonics is so successful. We've set these 44 sounds to music, making learning to read simple and fun. So get hooked on phonics and take the mystery out of learning to read. Call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
Okay, identify this. It's a dying refrigerator. Gave its life for cold cuts. Fortunately, you can get a new Kenmore refrigerator at Sears Brand Central right now. A 20 cubic foot top mount for just $458. Save $41. 20 cubic feet. Well, that's bigger than some condominiums. Maybe you can't put a bed in it, but it'll sure hold a lot of leftovers. And it's all frostless. Sale ends Saturday at Sears Brand Central. The brand you want at the store you trust.
You know how many people say, hey, I can tell by looking if someone has the AIDS virus or not? Now, let's just think about this a minute. These people are saying they can see the AIDS virus. That's truly amazing. What's their method? The AIDS at a glance technique? They could make a million, just imagine. We can tell if you have AIDS. Come on in and let us have a look at you. What a silly world we live in. As if someone with the AIDS virus couldn't be the cute guy who caught your glance in the store. The shy girl with her hair drawn back in a satin bow. They don't necessarily look different, you know. They can have the AIDS virus and not show it or know it for years because AIDS doesn't develop right away. And if a person with the AIDS virus doesn't know it, how can anyone else? They can't. Sure puts a big ugly dent in the AIDS at a glance technique, doesn't it?
America responds to AIDS.
This has been a message from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control.
This is Dick Clark. You know, when we were all growing up and summer vacation came around, many of us would spend time at a certain hideaway, but, you know, a very special place that we'd go to only during the summer months. And I've often wondered, what was your favorite summer place?
There's a summer place where it may rain or storm.
Percy Faith and his orchestra had one of the biggest hits of all time with their instrumental version of that song. A few years later, the Letterman hit with their vocal version of it, Theme from a Summer Place. This is Dick Clark, where we're traveling to magical summer places on the Summer Memory Special. You know, one of the most popular television shows of the early 70s was about a family recording act that included their mother. Of course, we're talking about the Partridge Family, but that fictional TV family was patterned after a real-life musical family, the Cowsills. Now, John Cowsill told us that the producers of the show were considering using their mother, Barbara, to play the role of Mrs. Partridge, but of course that ended up going to Shirley Jones. John says that despite the popularity of the show, the Cowsills were never compensated for the rights to their family story.
This is after all the, you know, meetings and script, you know, getting information of our history and stuff. And of course, they twisted it a bit so that you could never fight it in court, you know. And we didn't have a Paisley bus like that either. So, you know, we couldn't really get them. We're not the suing kind of people anyway. You know, it doesn't matter. And they even got Wes Farrell, our producer, who, you know, did Indian Lake. I mean, every song sounds like Indian Lake to me. It does. Or Poor Baby or something. And even Tony Romeo, who's a wonderful guy too, wrote a lot of the tunes, you know. And it was like, oh, give me a break, you know. And God love them all anyway.
You take a bus bar, they would drive, and you keep on riding till you're out of the city. Where the air is fine with the sweet smelling pine and the countryside's pretty. And you see daffodils peeping over the hills or a hundred loving mama bear. Just take a left at that bridge, go down the Quakertown Ridge now.
You can rent a canoe.
There you have Bill, Bob, Paul, Barry, John, Susan, and the late Barbara Kausel on a great summer song, Indian Lake. Now, let's make just one more visit to a summer spot. In the mid-70s, Jimmy Buffett talked about a tropical place where he could slouch into his chair all day and drink his favorite concoction and sort of lick his wounds from a broken romance. The only problem was he was wasting away in Margaritaville.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun.